Shvius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah transitions to discuss the restrictions on removing stones from one's field around Shemitah time, or on Shemitah time. The concern here is that it looks like one's clearing his field of stones so that he can plow. And of course, plowing is forbidden, and therefore it is an issue of Maris Ayin. It looks like you're preparing through the prohibition of plowing one's field on Shvius. Now, the reason why a person would want to take stones from his field on Shemitah is for construction purposes, and construction is totally permitted on Shemitah. So if you're, let's say, building a stone house or a stone wall, it's no problem to get the stones out of your field. So the next six Mishnayos will deal with the limitations on removing one stone from one's field in the event that it would look to an onlooker that he is clearing for plowing. So the Mishnah starts by talking about opening a quarry on one's field. A quarry meaning a place where one removes stones for construction, but these are stones you're going to cut out of the ground. So the basic point of this Mishnah, I'm going to explain it outside first because the words just get one entangled. The point of the Mishnah is that one can't start a fresh quarry on his field on Shemitah unless it was evident from before Shemitah that there already was a quarry waiting to be, you know, have stones extracted from it before Shemitah happened. That is to say, if people could see ahead of time that there was a quarry in the making here, so then they won't perceive you removing the stones as preparing for plowing. And therefore, the Mishnah will define how much stones or stone has to be revealed in one's field so that an onlooker would see from before Shvius that already it was a quarry waiting to be mined. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Layiftach Adam machtsev betchila lasoch sadeu." A person can't commence the extraction of stones from a quarry in his field, ad shu bo shalosh murbios, unless there are a total of three rows of stones waiting for extraction, shem shalosh, al rum shalosh, shiuran esrim veshiva avanim, unless they are 3 by 3 by 3 stones, and the total then is 27 stones. Now, I'll say one pshat here, the pshat of Bartanura. There are other pshatim, I don't think it's essential to go to different pshatim here. The Bartanura's pshat is, we're talking about 27 stones. Each individual stone is 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 ammos tall. And you have a grid, if you will, of 3 by 3 stones. So you have a total of 9 stones. Each of the stones is 1 wide, 1 long, and 3 tall, for a total of 9. And you have 3 of those blocks of 9 for a total of 27. Again, I'll read the words inside. There are other ways to read these words, and indeed the different Rishonim have different pshatim on how it looks. In any case, here are the words one more time. Aichu bo, you can't extract the stones from your field unless going into Shvius there was in your field an open rock area that could be seen to be waiting to be extracted as a quarry. Sheyesh bo shalosh murbios, unless that open rocky area has 3 murbios, translated as rows, shura, says the Bartanura. Shehem shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh, that are 3 by 3 by 3 tall. So again, the Bartanura is meaning it's a grid of 3 by 3, each stone which is 1 by 1 wide and long. Al rum shalosh, that's 3 tfachim high. Shi'uran, and therefore, since you have 3 of those and it's 9 stones, each 1 by 1 by 3, a total of esrim v'shiva avanim, a total of 27 stones.